morning and welcome to the 521st episode of Travel With Radio. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with co-host Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, and we are in the 12th season of Travel With Radio, the show that lets you enjoy the pleasures of travel from the comfort of your armchair.
Every week at this time, we talk to people representing destinations, hotels, airlines, railroads, car rental companies, and others in the world of travel and hospitality. From authors and bloggers to broadcasters and publicists, if it's got anything to do with travel, it's got everything to do with Travel Itch Radio.
And tonight, we welcome Georgette Blau of On Location Tours to Travel Itch Radio. Glad to have you aboard, Georgette.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
On Location Tours is one of the world's largest TV and movie tour companies, featuring sites from the hottest and latest on the big and small screen. You give a whole new meaning to the term sightseeing. What gave you the idea to start such a cool venture?
Well, I actually moved to New York City right after college, about 2 years after being at home with my parents. And I moved to the Upper East Side, or I like to say moved on up to the Upper East Side. I moved to the area where the Jeffersons lived, and I was walking up 86th Street one day and saw the Jeffersons apartment building. And that's what inspired me to start On Location Tours. And I started noticing that New York City was the most filmed city in the world, and yet there was not a single tour dedicated to that. And I thought, well, if I'm obsessed with seeing all these locations, I'm sure other people would be as well.
That's terrific. Your portfolio is mind-boggling with tours that go behind the scenes of hundreds of favorite shows and movies across the country. What are some of the most popular shows that you've encountered?
I would definitely say Friends in New York. That's a popular one. We have also, oh my gosh, it's hard to say, in New York City, I would say Ghostbusters is also really popular, Seinfeld. We have tours in Boston and Chicago as well. We actually just launched Chicago. And in Chicago, The Bear, which is a new show, that's really doing well. There's a lot of interest in that. So it's a lot of the newer shows get a lot of the interest, but there's also the iconic things like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Well, New York is your company's home base, but you've got tours in cities from coast to coast, as you mentioned. Share some highlights, please.
Yes, absolutely. So New York is our headquarters, and we launched in New York in 1999. And so this is our 24th year. And in New York, we have about 10 bus and walking tours and then a number of specialized private ones that are kind of on demand. But for the public ones, we've got the NYC TV and Movie Tour, which we'll talk about more in a bit, but that's got about 60 popular movies and TV shows on it. Then we've got the Central Park Movie Tour. That's our one of our only walking tours in New York. We've got the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel Tour, the Sex and the City Tour, the Sopranos Tour, and the other popular tours are Superhero Sites Tour. So we've got a lot of things in New York. And then in Boston, we have our Boston Movie Mile, which is our very popular walking tour there, and our Boston TV and Movie Tour, which has a number of different movie sites and TV shows like The Departed, The Town, Good Will Hunting, Cheers, things like that, and that's on a bus. And then we've got in Chicago, we actually have a walking tour of downtown since there's been so much film there over the years. And then we've got the suburbs tour, the northern suburbs tour in a vehicle or a bus. And that includes sites from things like Home Alone, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and all those classics like 16 Candles, one of my favorites. And all of our tours are guided by actors and actresses. So they are local actors and actresses, but they have been in a lot of these movies and TV shows, sometimes as stand-ins, sometimes as extras, and sometimes even larger roles.
That's terrific. Since Mary Ellen and I both live in the New York area, we're intrigued about On Location Tours NYC TV and Movie Tour. Give us the details.
Yeah, so that tour runs daily. It was actually our first tour in 1999. And it has approximately 60 TV shows and movies covered. It's really incredible. And any time that there's a new TV show or movie filmed in New York, we're talking about that it was filmed, and then, of course, we're adding it eventually to the tour. So we're always updating that tour. We, funny enough, forbid our tour guides to discuss any kind of history of New York City, even though we love history. We pretty much just talk about bloopers along the way. We talk about things like we visit, you know, the Friends building, other Friends locations, Seinfeld, Ghostbusters, Home Alone, When Harry Met Sally, so many highlights, lots of Spider-Man in that tour. So there's really, it's really covering all the iconic locations in New York City, which, again, is the most filmed city in the world. And there's sometimes not enough to make it a theme tour, so we always put it into that tour.
I love the mashup When Harry Met Seinfeld tour. How did that come about?
Yeah. That actually came about from our former marketing director, Alan, who came up with that title, and we just thought it was such a fun title. And that particular tour hits more of the Upper West and Upper East Sides, and I would say that and our NYC TV and movie tour and our Central Park movie tour are among our more family-friendly tours, and we also get a lot of couples on those tours and things like that. So it's kind of for all ages. But it's nice that we cover that area of the city, whereas a lot of our other tours are going through areas like Tribeca, areas also that are a little bit more off the beaten path, like the Meatpacking District, the West Village, and the East Village.
The Sex and the City Hotspots Tour includes a price-strict three-course dinner at one of the show's locations and even stops at new locations from the sequel, and just like that. Is it one of your most popular tours?
Yes, oh my gosh. Well, like I like to say, every tour we actually have approximately 52 women and two angry men who are dragged along. So, you know, it's sort of an interesting thing. That tour really took off years ago. It's now in its 22nd year, so on October 13th. It will be 22 years old. I can't believe it. Still going strong. And it's really been among our more popular tours, and it's so much fun because it's really showing people the downtown areas and the midtown areas, but really fun to go down some of the brownstone-lined streets and also to have a drink at one of the bars used in the show. And we just love giving business to all these places, and now we're actually adding locations from of the newer show, like you mentioned, and just like that. So it's amazing that the show just keeps going on and on, and it's really come to kind of be its own thing that, you know, hey, even if you don't know Sex and the City, you can go on this tour and check out these really fun locations in New York.
And a minute ago, when you were talking about Boston, you mentioned Cheers. Well, Frasier is coming back in a Boston setting. That's probably going to help you too, isn't it?
That's so interesting because I should know that. My gosh, I'm going to get fired here. But I actually...
You're the boss.
Oh, right. I always say I don't like my boss. She's terrible. But, you know, that particular show, I always thought, oh, they should be in Boston. Wait, they're in Seattle? They should be in Boston. But that's so wonderful to know. So thank you for that. But, yeah, so it should definitely help things. And, in fact, one of the things we're lacking in Boston or more comedies. We do cover locations like Ted. I don't know if you're familiar with the movie Ted, and then there was Ted 2.
Sure.
Those were filmed in Boston. But
Thunder Buddies.
Exactly. So, you know, and we are actually the only tour company that enters the area, the South area, which is so wonderful. So it's really off the beaten path, although that area is now, you know, starting to be a big tourist area. And we also pass locations from the town, The Departed, Good Will Hunting, Ally McBeal. I mean, there's so many things.
I've got to throw out one more Boston-based movie that I absolutely loved, and I'm a big baseball fan. This is my number one baseball movie, Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yes, I forgot that he was in that. Yes, absolutely. It's a really great movie.
So you can take everybody to Fenway Park and show them all the scenes that were filmed in Fenway Park.
Exactly. Well, you'll also have to see, have you seen The Town? Because that's also features Fenway Park, and of course a lot of other movies, but we do pass it on our movie tour on the bus.
Okay, we're talking with Georgette Brow of On Location Tours. Mary Ellen, it's all yours.
Georgette, you mentioned that On Location Tour guides are local actors and actresses who have appeared on TV movie sets in New York and Boston. Can you tell us, how does that enhance the experience?
It's really wonderful because, for one, the actors are really engaging. They have a background in stand-up comedy for the most part, or at least improv. So they're really able to engage with the crowds. But also their schedule makes it so great because they are auditioning part-time, working for us part-time, and then, of course, doing something along the lines of, for example, working at a restaurant in the evenings. So schedule-wise, it's perfect. We have them share information on being on a set in New York or Boston or Chicago. So it's great that they can talk about the behind the scenes of being on one of those sets and what it's like. And they kind of go down information on, for example, the different roles, like what does the grip do? What does the director do? What does the cameraman do?
And do the tours stop at certain locations so that guests can exit the vehicle for photo ops?
Yes. So each tour has anywhere from 3 to 5 locations where they actually hop off and see several locations, usually at each spot. And the tours also have approximately 40 pass-by locations. So on a tour, for example, like in Boston, you would go into the bar used in Good Will Hunting, or on the Sex and the City tour, you may walk past Carrie's Stoop on the beautiful brownstone lined street. On the NYC TV movie tour, you'll pass the Friends building, so things like that. And we do try to have locations where people can actually buy something or do something there, and they also have so many great photo opportunities. We use a clapboard in a lot of our pictures so people remember, oh, I was in one of those iconic, in front of one of those iconic locations.
Oh, that's great. Now, can groups book a tour in a private vehicle for special occasions like birthdays or bachelorette parties?
We get so many of those, especially on our Sex and the City tour. We get a lot of them on our Gossip Girl tour. And we actually purchased a minivan last for that reason, because we were getting so many private requests. So all of our public tours are offered privately, and now we have specialized private tours as well. For example, dedicated to Ghostbuster sites, dedicated to When Harry Met Sally sites and things like that. So we can really also specialize the tours for birthdays. And we do things like we give girls on the Sex and the City Hotspots tour a sash to wear for during their bachelorette party and things along those lines. We get a lot of kids also doing the Superheroes Sites tour, and we have special packages on that tour with goodie bags and things like that.
Do you sell on-location tours gift cards?
We do, yes, and it's just such a great experience type of gift, and it's really the right price because our tours are in the range of, depending on the tour, approximately $50, so it's a great outing for almost 4 hours of time, and we find that people love giving us gifts, whether it's for a birthday or for the holiday season. It's usually around that second week of December where we're getting a ton of these requests.
Now, your website is offered in 18 different languages, so you must get lots of international travelers. Are some of the tours also offered in languages other than English?
Yes, in fact, our tours, first of all, are among the highest visited per capita internationally, percentage-wise. So in other words, we have a rate of approximately 40% international visitors, and a lot of them do not speak English, so we offer the tours. For example, our Central Park tour, which is really popular with foreigners, we offer it in Spanish, French, and German through an app. and we have Italian coming down the road. We offer a lot of private tours in different languages with a live tour guide or translator, and we are always watching out for which languages or countries are coming the most to the States. And one of my favorite tidbits is that depending on where you live in the world, movies can have completely different names. Like, for example, in Spain, Sex and the City is called Sex a la Ciudad. I'm probably not saying it correctly. And then in Argentina, it's called Sex a New York, you know. So it's funny how different things are called different things in, you know, different countries.
We're talking with Georgette Blau of On Location Tours.
Georgette, with Halloween coming up, tell us about On Location Tours' spooktacular horror movie location walking tour, featuring locations from various horror films shot in the Upper West Side.
Yes, it's funny, when we started putting that tour together last year, we realized that there were so many locations on the Upper West Side. It's a really beautiful walk, and we visit locations from Ghostbusters. Okay, that's not obviously a horror movie, but we had to throw it in if we were passing it. And there's so many great facts. For example, Dana's apartment was made to look much larger. The apartment building was made to look much larger in the movie. And that was, I guess, early cinematographer tricks for the 80s. We also have the new show, Only Murders in the Building, covered.
Mm.
Yes, and Cloverfield and a number of different locations that are on the Upper West Side. And can't forget the Dakota, featured in Rosemary's Baby. That's a really interesting one. Of course, the interesting building, the Dakota. And one of my favorite facts was Mia Farrow crossing the street, supposedly pregnant in that movie, and she just crossed right into traffic. But you know, the director said, "Nope, you're good. Nobody's gonna hit you. You'll be fine." And so, yes, it's a great tour. It's a great walk.
New York City sparkles during the holidays, and On Location Tours Holiday Lights and Movie Sites Tour is no exception. Iconic landmarks and some of the city's hidden gems are part of the locations guests will see on that tour. What are the holiday movies that were filmed in Manhattan?
So a lot of, I think that New York City is just synonymous with Christmas and the holidays, although we have thrown in a couple of other, I should say, New Year's movies and Hanukkah movies. But among the popular ones are Home Alone 2, Elf, Serendipity, and there are many others, but I should say that Elf has become one of the most popular movies covered on that tour. And it's so much fun. We also have a stop on the tour at a holiday market, and we have approximately 70% of the movie tour as movies, and then approximately 30% as lights. So we go to places like Bloomingdale's to visit the windows and the lights, and then go, we usually pass Macy's or end at Macy's and also see the windows. I would say there's approximately 3 department stores where we stop, depending on the year and, you know, what the windows are like.
And don't you also have add-ons for aspiring filmmakers, directors, producers, or those interested in the film industry? What do the Make-A-Movie workshops include?
If those are completely one of a kind, I am proud to say that those are actually the fastest movie-making experience or workshop in the entire world that I know of. It's a 3-hour workshop. We do not even like if people have the movie-making experience. We like them to come wide-eyed, ready to go, to take their roles, and the groups will split into two. The larger group of approximately 9 or 10 kids per group, or if it's a corporate group, they will go off with the filmmaker. And we have an experienced filmmaker who teaches them, several filmmakers actually, and they actually will show them things like the lighting, the cinematography, the set design, direction, a little bit about the writing, the editing, and then the other group actually gets more of the acting side of things, and basically by the end of the 3 hours, the filming group films the acting group, but really everybody walks away with not only a 2 to 3 minute movie, but a lot of knowledge of the industry and how things work. So it's just a really fun, energetic 3 hours.
Live virtual trivia nights hosted by On Location Tours Guides must be a popular part of your portfolio, am I right?
Yes, as we started doing a bit of trivia before the pandemic, then, of course, everything went to you-know-what. So we started doing a lot of virtual trivia nights. We also have a virtual super tour that's a sort of through a VR type of lens. And we have a friends site virtual tour as well. But we were actually running a lot of virtual trivia nights during the pandemic.
Getting back to real life, On Location Tour Chicago Suburbs Movie Sites Tour offers a view from the director's chair, cruising in a private vehicle as you follow in the footsteps of the stars who once filmed there. Tell us more.
Well, Chicago also, I think, especially for the 1980s, has so many iconic movies. I mean, they continue to film so much there. It's such a wonderful city, but I have to say for the northern suburbs, that's probably my favorite of all of our tours because it covers movies from my childhood, like The Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and Home Alone, all of the beautiful homes and areas in the northern suburbs. And we actually just did a Ferris Bueller's Day Off on the day that it was, that they actually took their day off on June 6th. So we did that this past year, and it was a huge success.
You're listening to Travelodge Radio, now in our 12th season with Dan Schlossberg and Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee. Check us out on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com or visit the Travelodge Radio Facebook page. And tonight we're talking with Georgette Blau of On Location Tours.
Now, Georgette, you were talking about Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That was such a fun movie. So I can imagine that On Location Tours 2-hour walking trip down Chicago's movie making memory lane is also pretty amazing. But weather in the Windy City sometimes can be pretty harsh. What are the best seasons for your Chicago tours?
Well, funny you should say that because we are in our first season ever. We just launched the tour a few months ago, the tours, I should say. So this will be our first winter, and I'm hoping because we will be running year-round as far as not our walking tour, but our bus tour will be running year-round. So I think we'll get some requests, especially for birthdays and things like that, since there are only 3 stops on the suburbs tour. So it's something you can definitely take in the winter and enjoy. You're in the vehicle a lot of the time, and you're seeing approximately 30 locations also outside of the vehicle, and I think we will be running that all year round, and we will pick up the walking tour in March again.
Mm-hmm. And the Boston Movie Mile walking tour, those tours run rain or shine, but I'll bet a drink at the Cheers bar takes the edge off.
Exactly. Wait, rain or moonshine?
What's some of the insider behind-the-scenes info, like how that famous Boston Movie Mile got its name? That's shared in this fun interactive tour, right?
Yes, definitely. Well, it's something we'd love to do with the city of Boston at some point because there is the walking tour, the Boston Movie Mile, is just about exactly a mile. It covers the area of the Boston Common and also the area of Beacon Hill, which is a gorgeous area. It's one of the most photographed areas in the States. And we take people back there and through all the streets, but it really is just about 1 mile of really one of the most famous movies ever filmed anywhere and within such a short period of, you know, such a short area. And so it's great. So we actually took it from the name by acquiring the company. So that was, we acquired it from a Boston Movie Mile company. So we actually have, we started the NYC and the Chicago on our own, Boston we acquired, and they had that name, and I just loved it because I thought, oh, also the alliteration of Boston, movie, and mile.
Oh, sure. Now, tell us about any limitations on your tours, such as minimum age or minimum group size, and how far ahead should people book if they're coming during a holiday or a peak time?
Yeah, so just limitations-wise, I would say we try to run year-round on our walking tours, but like you were just saying about weather, that's sometimes a limitation or there's just an unpredictability about it. I would also say, you know, certain times of year, for example, July and December are really our most popular months, and then we have pretty popular times the other times in the year, but not as much January and February. So depending on the time of year or the tour, for example, our NYC TV and movie tour does very well in the summer, so it does often get sold out. So that's a lot of limitations, and we are really, really picky with who we hire tour guide-wise. So we're not just going to keep hiring and keep filling. Once we get sold out and we can't bring on another tour guide, we just let it remain sold out. So, of course, we want more business, but we want it to be really high-quality business, you know, high-quality tour guides.
Sure. And you must be very proud of your Concierge Choice Award for sightseeing and tours. After all, concierges receive feedback from millions of guest experiences, making them the most qualified to evaluate which companies consistently provide guests with excellent service, right?
Absolutely, yes. We were so honored to be chosen for that, and really there are over 1,000 concierges in New York City, so we were just so honored not only for the fact that they love the tours, but just for the fact that we have a great relationship with them. And if you're suggested or a suggested activity by a concierge, it's just such an honor.
We're talking with Georgette Blau of On Location Tours.
And Georgette, I would like to ask you, is there anything that we haven't asked you'd like to add? We only have a couple of minutes left.
I think just that when we're doing tours, it's really also an experience. So our tour guides are so engaging, and we do years of research on these things. So, for example, like you were talking about the Boston Movie Mile before, we talk about the fact that Ben Affleck was not chosen originally for the town that was supposed to be Brad Pitt in the town. Ben Affleck likes to put a cup of Dunkin' in every Boston movie he makes. So just like these behind the scenes on all of our tours. I also just want to add that we just launched a What's Filming Now app so people can see what's filming anywhere in the United States right where they are. It's GPS based. So it's a lot of fun, and we talk a lot about what's filming now on the tours as well.
Terrific. Finally, how do Travelitch Radio listeners learn more about On Location Tours?
Well, they should visit our website at onlocationtours.com. Again, that's onlocationtours.com. And I'm proud to say that our website is very user-friendly.
Good to hear. Our guest tonight has been Georgette Blau of On Location Tours. Thank you for being our guest at Travelitch Radio.
Oh, thank you. I really, really appreciate you having me on.
We enjoyed it. And that's it for this edition of Travelitch Radio. Next week, we'll hear all about Scottsdale, Arizona with Laura McMurtry. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg along with Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night and stay safe.